Stuart, what a game.
I've been involved in this game such a long time, and we didn't get off to the best of start. We trained at Southampton yesterday. It took us 6.5 hours to get to Southampton, coach journey with the traffic. So the boys are a little bit stiff. I think we trained around about 4 o'clock, so there wasn't much we could do, really, because you're eating into game time less than 24 hours. Then we lose Westie with a calf strain in the warm-up. Then we lose Sam Hutchinson with a torn hamstring. And then this air happens in threes. We lose Aieta with a potential fractured cheekbone. But credit to the players and the goal we scored first goal, Kieran Lee, how he's created it, made the pass and carried on his run and a great header. So that just gives us a bit of a lift, and we knew we'd get Bournemouth would have a response or a good side. And then suddenly to concede a goal, sloppy goal, I felt, their equaliser. But then you just know Maguire's at the post, maybe it's not going to be out day. And then the boy Richie lashes one in, which is an unbelievable strike. But credit to my players, they kept going and going. Heads could have dropped after Lavs's miss, but Atty's come on, done well and got us a penalty, and Maguire's slotted it away for us.
At this stage in the season, when you put in that performance, that effort, that commitment, with no little skill, what do you think it says about this team?
Well, I know what I'm working with. The character of my players, I can never fault that, and the honesty of it, and that just sums the championship. And again, people don't realise that I've got a group of men in there that are willing to give everything for the cause. We've had a fantastic following. They've all been sunbathing in the sunshine here. I think all you could do is see hands over eyes to try and see the game. And they'll go back home happy because they've seen the effort and the commitment. And like I said, when we went down to 2-1, you could have maybe just felt, oh, maybe the lads might just feel a little bit sorry for it. No, we got a response. And like I say, if we'd have come away with it with nothing, I'd have been very, very disappointed.
What's it like as a manager at the end of a game to walk over there and have the away following that you've had today chanting your name as well?
Well, it's not about me. It's about the players. That's the most important thing. And but one thing I would say is that you can't pull the wool over supporters' eyes. They know when people are putting the effort and the commitment in. And very rarely have I said this season when I just didn't think the lads had been at it. Well, to come to Bournemouth with three games to go, then flying high, and to get back in it when we've had such a kick in the teeth with Rich's free kick, and then Lavs to miss his chance, he's beating himself up, his Lavs, but then for Hattie to win us the penalty and Maguire composure to put it in. But there was still 60 seconds left of the game, and I just knew that maybe Bournemouth were going to have a chance. I think they actually did have a corner, and thankfully the corner went from one side out the other side, and we saw the game out.
You had an opportunity as well, crossing, and it was almost shades of Rotherham there that you were going to go and score the two goals in stoppage time. But on Chris Maguire, the bottle to step forward and to dispatch that penalty with a lot of pressure on that kick, what does it say about him as well?
Well, again, people just think it's easy taking a penalty, but it's the timing of the penalty, whether it be in the first 5 minutes, whatever. There is a lot of pressure, and that's why Chris has been our penalty taker. His free kick, where he's hit the post. I just said to him there, probably the best two bits of your game today was hitting the post and scoring the penalty. But no, like I say, you've got to have bottle, but that's why these people stand up and be counted.
I think this performance shows, doesn't it, that you've got a lot of players that are out of contract. There's a lot of people putting their hands up and saying, I want to be part of this moving forward.
Well, again, from day one when I came in, I don't think I couldn't fault the effort and the commitment and the willingness. And like I say to the players, if you get beat, you get beat on ability, not lack of application. And like I say, this season there might be two or three games where we've probably not turned up, but we've played a very good side today. And like I say, I'd have been disappointed if we didn't come away with something.
You've got a great platform, though, haven't you, for next season?
Yeah. The most important thing is we'll enjoy today, but this championship, you have to do. You have to be like that. You have to be up for it every game and at it. The pleasing thing today, like I say, out of adversity with the injuries and setbacks, lads could have added a ready-made excuse. No, they've rolled the sleeves up and they've given everything for the cause.
It's tough on Sam Hutchinson, isn't it? He's got undoubted quality, but yet again another. It's just the injury bug just continues to bite him, doesn't it?
Yeah, some people are not dealt a good hand, really, sometimes. I feel so... Well, disappointed for Sam, and Sam will be disappointed as well. He's he's gone to close the lad down, make a challenge. He's just overstretched and he's tore his hamstring. But like I say, from out that setback, then we lose obviously Westwood beforehand and Zayeta. And then suddenly I'm thinking, well, hang on a minute, I could be going into the last 20 minutes of the game, people running on empty. And that's where it just showed the character and the willing to dig deep and do it for Sheffield Wednesday.
Just sympathise with Sam as well, because when you watch him play, he's a Premier League player, isn't he, apart from all these injuries?
Well, he sees a pass, he can pick out a pass, he reads things very, very well. He just needs a break, and unfortunately the break he's going to get now is he's tore his hamstring, so he's not going to feature in the next two games. But let's get him ready and hopefully get him right for next season.
So Westwood, how serious is this calf injury, do you think?
Well, Westy wanted to give it a go, and then suddenly as he was warming up with Andy Rhodes, he just felt it pulling even more. So the last thing we wanted to do was tear it. Hey, and it just shows that. Somebody keeps saying that these things does happen in threes. It did today with the three injuries. But Chris has come in. He's been patient and he's bided his time. And I think Chris has done well today as well.
And to go back to the goal quickly, I mean, wonderful passing move, a great finish from Kieran Lee, who has found a way to score some goals this year. I mean, he has become a really effective player, particularly in these last few games, sort of making those late runs and getting into the positions you need him to get into.
Well, the problem is with Kieran Lee now, he's bringing so much attention to himself, he might be getting man-marked because he's breaking into the box and scoring goals. But that is the part of a midfield, that's the glory side of it, is repairing the damage and creating things, but then finishing things off as well in his time in the run. And I was right behind it when it came off his head. It was a fantastic cross from Lewis Buxton. And we just knew that if we got the ball into the right areas and the timing of the runs right, we'd cause some problems. And like we did with Lavs' chance at the end, he's, like I say, he's beating himself up. But hey, I can put up with misses, not too regular, but make sure they're in the right place, and Lavs was in the right place.
We can all guess who, you know, the types of players you want to keep this summer. I just wonder, is Kieran Lee a priority for you, the way that he's contributing to the goals? Is he a priority keep for next season?
Well, any player that pulls on a shirt for Sheffield Wednesday is like I say, I cannot point a finger at him and say that they've never been at it. Now, Kieran Lee has been a fantastic season for him. He's got six goals now. And the most important thing is that we've got to keep hold of our better players.
And just a quick word on McGugan. No, not involved at all today. What is the news
there? No, he's got a virus. Yeah, so he was he's been in travel with us. So again, on the back of that, we've had McGugan. I would imagine he'd be okay to probably train with us probably Monday or Tuesday, and hopefully be okay for Saturday.
Well done.
Cheers, thank you.